The purpose of the crime beat is to educate and inform the public about some of the property crime trends occurring in South Delta and other files of interest. If you see anything occurring that you believe to be suspicious, call 911 for in-progress crimes and emergencies or 604-946-4411 for other assistance. Sawa Sen, September 26, 1100 block of 56th Street. Complainant reported they received an alert that a package had been delivered to the lobby of their apartment building, but when they went to pick up the package it was not there. The package contained two hard drives valued at $570. Unknown how suspect gained access to the building and no surveillance video available. Complainant provided with a file number in order for the seller to proceed with a claim. September 27, 5000 block of Canoe Passway. A business reported a female had stolen two bottles of a beauty product valued at $50. The female is described as Caucasian, 5 feet 7 inches tall, slim build, pink hair, wearing a black baseball cap with a red O on the front. The suspect had attempted to purchase the items at the self-checkout, but when her debit card was declined she fled the store without payment. Still images of the suspect to be disseminated for possible identification. September 27, 1300 block of 53A Street. Complainant reported that someone entered their unlocked garage and stole various items including tools and two bicycles. The bikes are described as a black MEC mountain bike valued at $1,100 and a black Italian model fixie with a missing pedal and flat tires valued at $2,500. File concluded pending the receipt of serial numbers. October 1, 5000 block of Canoe Passway. A business reported two males entered the store and grabbed six purses valued at $480 each and dashed out of the store. Police attended, but suspects were not located. Surveillance video provided to police showed two possible male suspects associated with a white Infiniti coupe. October 2, HQ 4455 Clarence Taylor Crescent. Complainant reported they had sent $2,900 in prepaid visas to an email address they believed to be that of their church pastor. The complainant realized they had been the victim of fraud when the pastor informed them that they had their computer hacked. Three transactions were made on the complainant's visa over 3 days and the bank is investigating the disputed charges. Ladner, September 30, 4600 block of 47A Street. Complainant reported their truck, parked in front of their residence, had the driver's side door lock and ignition punched out sometime overnight. Items stolen include a pair of chainsaw safety pants and a hoodie. Nothing for identification services as the complainant had gone through the vehicle. Neighborhood canvas was negative in locating possible suspects. File number provided for insurance purpose. September 30, 4900 block of Central Avenue. Report from complainant indicating their vehicle appeared to have been broken into and rummaged through the previous night. Complainant indicated nothing stolen and they were reporting for information purposes as other similar incidents were occurring in the area. September 30, 4900 block of Central Avenue. Complainant reported their vehicle had been entered overnight and rummaged throughout. Nothing appeared to be stolen. Surveillance video revealed a male walking around the residence complex and emerging from another vehicle nearby. Incident possibly related to other theft from autos in the area. October 1, 5700 block of Ladner Trunk Road. Complainant reported a family member had taken their bike to a local fast food restaurant and left it outside for 20 minutes and when they returned the bike was gone. The bicycle valued at $1,500 is described as a green 21-speed Cannondale mountain bike. The restaurant to provide surveillance video and a description of the bike was entered in the Canadian Police Information Center as stolen. October 2, HQ 4455 Clarence Taylor Crescent. Complainant reported that over the past 3 days, that they had received multiple phone calls from unknown people convincing them to provide all of their credit card, driver's license, and banking information. Complainant advised they had canceled all credit cards but was informed by the bank a charge for $1,100 had been made to a spa in Italy. The bank informed the complainant they would not be responsible for any charges and requested a police file number. Complainant informed Equifax of the fraud.